That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, crotch discomfort might be just hurting your game. Fear no more. The kings of the crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming also have the Lawnmower 4.0 for that trimming that you need so that you can wear the boxers and chill. They've even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for you to invest in your family jewels, my friend. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the Bubba code at manscaped.com. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Again, you got the Lawnmower 4.0, you got the Boxers 2.0, and you got the Jewel Pouch. What else could you want? It's all happening at manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back. Oh, I just farted.
Hell yeah.
For real. I was like, hi, everybody. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show with Anna Hummel.
Hi. I'm here. Ready.
Did you get enough food?
Yes, I did. It was delicious. I was hungry. Very hungry.
What did you have?
Oh, the same shit I have every day. Now I'm having a little bit of a Fit Crunch bar. Yeah. These are the best.
Yeah, I figure if you eat, maybe I can eat. Because I've been dealing just with a bunch of nonsense. I started to confide a little bit in Blitz today that I'm having some tough times personally.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sucks.
How can I help?
Oh, you can't.
Okay.
You can't help. Nobody can help. I can't even help myself.
Oh.
A pro can't even help. I was saying this. That's clickbait.
What is?
Joe Rogan, they had this real hot chick. Fangirl. Or is she real?
What?
Oh. No.
Like this right here, look. Like this clickbait right there.
Well.
Is that a girl?
Oh, it's from the Jerry Clips channel?
Sorry.
See that right there? Anna, the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
And see a hot chick? I don't think that hot chick exists in this video.
No. Well, the video is about he's doing this like stand-up show, and this chick says that she's really funny, so she gets on the stage. He lets her get on stage, and she tells a few jokes, and she's like, okay. And then
She's hot as fuck?
I don't know. They don't mention what she looks like, just that she's a chick.
Oh, so they use that, like a hot chick flap.
Yeah.
Well, all the Jerry channels, they'll have Joe on the left, the guest on the right, and then whatever they're talking about in the middle.
Yeah. And then a month later, he says...
We're eating, by the way.
And then a month later, he sees this chick in the audience again, and she's prepared. And Joe lets her get on stage again, and she fucking murders.
Really?
And he's just like, yeah, I guess... You know, he's like, she's the real-life Mrs. Maisel, which is the show I've been watching.
Right.
And it's a pretty short clip. It's like 2 or 3 minutes or whatever, but...
Well, we probably shouldn't play because we'll get a strike.
Yeah, no, don't play it, but...
Jack Lipsy, 200 stars, twinkle, twinkle.
Let me thank you for warming up my Polio Tropical.
Oh, of course, no problem.
Bowl.
Smells really good.
Mm. What'd you get?
Black beans.
Rice, black beans, onions, and breaded chicken.
Okay.
I like black beans and rice.
Me too.
Yeah, don't you do the red beans on the chicken sandwich at Popeyes?
Mm-hmm. I like beans. Can you live on beans alone?
Probably.
Are beans a good source of protein?
In combination with the rice, it's actually a good source of protein.
But what, like, aren't they really fat?
I mean, I guess it depends on the bean and how it's prepared. probably a little gassy.
Like a black bean.
Yeah. What about it? Could you survive just on black beans alone? Probably.
Or the kind of beans you get at Popeye's Chicken.
I'm not familiar with those beans. I've never been to Popeye's.
You never have?
Well, they have chicken there.
They got red beans. They got red beans and rice though. That
right, but that never really comes to mind when you're
vegetarian. I eat chicken. I've been to Popeye's once.
Well, Blitz, we're not going to talk about why. We all know why.
Not in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, there you go. When it really is kind of close to where he lives.
I just don't find it tasty.
Yeah. Lummy, can you pull me up what a small and a large red beans and rice at Popeye's caloritic is? Yes, I could almost eat that every day.
One serving of black beans, because I'll let Lummy look up the other stuff, has 114 calories and 8 grams of protein. 0 grams of fat.
Of just what I ate?
That's just serving? Cooked black beans. I don't know what all you ate.
They what? Usually have a high content of carbs. That's okay.
Blitz said no carbs.
Said no fat.
I said no fat.
Oh.
20 grams of carbs.
20.
So awesome. It looks like on a small or regular size, there's 247 calories.
Thank you, man.
16 grams of fat.
Ooh.
Get a lot of fat, Blitz.
It's probably cooked in lard or something.
606 milligrams of sodium.
Whoa.
And 8 grams of protein.
Hell
what about,
yeah.
What about, I don't ever go for the small one. I go for the large one. Or
610 calories.
Whoa.
I can have Erica Stridge, 200 stars.
If I had 4 of those a day.
If that's all you ate, yeah.
You'd be so gassy.
40 grams of fat. 1,489 milligrams of sodium. And 19 grams of protein.
19?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not much.
That's not a very good food.
No, you need more protein.
How about scrambled eggs?
That's a great source of protein.
Yeah. Eggs, a whole egg is what, 80 calories-ish?
Yeah, 70.
Right.
Biden's out.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's done with COVID. He's out of isolation.
Oh, you had me excited for a minute.
Yeah, that's clickbait.
Sorry.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Anna.
You had me excited.
I mean,
when you're like,
ya.
Biden's out, I'm like, maybe he's knocked out.
Out of isolation.
Out of office.
Back to being pres, because he's
office.
Healthy. He's well, shuffling around COVID-free.
He's not healthy. He yeah. doesn't have COVID.
And he may not even be over COVID. He may ever, you know what here's the deal.
He may never had it.
He may never had it.
He was just tired.
He may, yeah. Like, hey, Joe, how'd you like a 5-day nap? Oh, I'd fucking love a 5-day nap. Me too. Joe, just chill out. You know Joe ain't running the country anyway. Somebody is. Some skull and bones. Every day we're shuffling every day.
I was listening to that song yesterday.
Kamala Harris ain't running it.
Kamala.
There's somebody, some skull and bones with a Standard Oil kicker and a Rockefeller chaser that's running this whole deal. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think it's just one person.
Yeah.
You think it's a group?
Yeah, it's a group.
Obama?
I'm a globalist.
I think Obama and Clinton, they get together. I think Obama conference calls Bill, and maybe he lets Hillary talk. She's probably back there yapping the entire time, and they're running the deal, right?
Well, whatever they gave him, I sent you a little video of his first speech. Yeah, I think it was yesterday, and I don't think he blinks one time in this whole video.
And then they Botox his face?
I think so.
But I don't think I can play this, but I could probably play it for us to watch, but not for others to consume.
What's that?
The Joe Biden.
The Joe Biden.
Oh,
deal.
My God.
We can't
that
let people
fake.
See that?
I think, yeah, we probably can't let people hear it.
He's bug-eyed like a motherfucker.
You're the copyright infringement guy.
Whoa.
You tell me, lover.
Joe.
I mean, it's a
relax.
Presidential address.
On account, how many times he blinks?
He looks bad, too.
He
Be
looks
pro-insurrection
zoinked
pro-crime.
Out.
And it looks like they...
Oh, my God, Metro Willie.
Did he get a facelift? Did he get a... You know how sometimes plastic surgeons will open up your eyes, you know, if you have droopy dog eye syndrome? They'll do like an...
Remove the epithelial...
I think they... Slant, Blitz, I think slant. They cut out the muscles that Hold. Make your eyes blink. he cut out his eye blinking muscles.
I did something.
Looks good as hell.
Oh, yeah, super good.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
I got to tell you right now, man, is he a robot?
Yeah.
That is fucking freaky.
But did we finally dial in Grandpa AI? Because I think we got it.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this
nation. His eyes are not pointing the same direction.
Fuck you, you fucking senile piece of shit.
You can't be
easy. That wasn't
the first outburst I've heard lately.
We started to talk about on the other show about you saw a side of Blitz.
Oh yeah,
yesterday that kind of freaked you out.
In all honesty, like it was kind of hot, but also kind of terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like nice to know you're with a guy that's not a bitch, but it also scared me. There's a little incident at Publix.
But
it was nothing.
Hold on, Blitz. Before you even, I automatically got your back no matter what. But even just on my initial ruling, I think you'll like. Anna, Blitz is a real dude, and you scare easily. That makes for a little bit of a situation.
Bubba, when you hear this story, you're going to be like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Okay,
why are you so fucking woke?
Yeah.
What?
You woke bitch.
Yeah, you fucking California liberal woke
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, you woke bitch.
What are you talking about? I just
talking
scared
about
me.
How fucking...
I didn't tell him to stop. I just walked away. Because I was scared. And I didn't want to end
you
up on
heard
World
me at Walmart
Star.
A few months ago. That was way worse.
Dude, this guy, he just scared the shit out of me. I was just like, this is about to escalate. I got to get out of
you'd
here.
You'd be scared if you
so
saw.
So I started running down the shampoo aisle, Bubba.
Did you see when I confronted the child molester guy over in Pinellas County and he spit on me and I had my gun?
Yep.
Like, that shit would scare you.
When you told
Anna.
Hop along Willie to
I'm like, you know what? I can't outrun a lot of people, but I can fucking outrun you, buddy.
It was scary.
So I went to this registered sexual offender, and I put a sign.
I remember.
And the guy comes out, tries to fucking get rough with me, and I had Blitz. You know, I had my gun with me.
Right.
I actually got it out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get it out, but I had it in my bag.
Oh, okay. So yeah, brandishing.
In your MERS?
No, Blitz. You know, I think. Have you seen the video where I just grabbed my MERS and I have it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's illegal. Just having my MERS with me.
No.
My gun was never out, was never exposed, you couldn't see a handle, nothing.
Yeah, you didn't say you had a gun or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, then you're good.
Best one.
Now, what happened that you deem so terrifying that Blitz says, no big deal, and we're going to man code this too, okay? Me and Lemmy are going
to
man code.
You're going to definitely think this wasn't a big deal, but you have to understand that he's dealing with me.
Easily.
I know, that's the point.
But us guys, as much as you
kind of Bubba!
As much as you want to be
hungry!
As much as you want to be with a rugged guy, we don't want to be with little bitches, little...
I didn't tell him to stop. I didn't say, honey, stop. I just ran away.
Well, we want bitches to have our back.
Well, fuck that. I got to go. I had to grab something down the shampoo aisle.
Yeah,
so
red peppers
Blitz,
and
you know my
fucking
girl,
cheese, bitch, you didn't get.
You know my girl carries scared. Blitz, and my girl would fucking draw down on a motherfucker for me. You know that.
Yeah, well, I'm not that bitch, okay?
My bitch, well, she carries, and my bitch knows how to use a gun. I think we all know that.
Yep.
And my bitch will fucking shoot you for me.
Right.
She will. You will run for your guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm running away.
You're fucking Usain Bolt.
See you later. That's the only thing I'm good at. Running away.
So before Blitz interjects, I want you to tell the story.
Okay.
So you're at
through
Publix.
My eyes. Yeah. Through my 5'3" body eyes.
Brown doe. Brown like eyes.
Deer like brown or whatever.
With a tinge. What's a tinge of toothy? Say a tinge of toothy.
I got a lot of tooth. A
tinge of toothy.
It's more than just a tinge. Let's be honest.
A tinge of toothy. Yes. Super nice donk. Hair's pretty damn good nowadays. Brown-eyed girl. Yes,
yes. Olive skin. Beautiful skin.
Did you have those? Can I ask a question? Mm. Did you have those tight-ass blue jean booty fucking gimmicks on?
Not yesterday, but I had some leggings on.
A couple days ago, I hate to bring this up and look creepy, but a couple days ago, you wore these blue jean shorts.
I'd tell her those
were...
Those fucking are, hottest things there are, man.
Anna, I'm not fucking you, and but I know somebody that is.
Oh yeah.
But I think I can be very candid with you because we're almost like brothers and sisters.
We are.
Those fucking things pop your ass.
I'd tell her that. She's like, really?
No, Anna, for real. Those things. I came around the corner when you had them on a couple days ago. You came around the corner. I was like, holy shit.
That's
nice,
ass.
Nice ass. Yeah.
That's my ass.
Oh, it's Anna. Shit.
Because it shows up, like, it shows off the, like, nice tan legs, and you look up and there's an ass.
Those need to be your, those need to be your go-tos. Like, if Blitz is ever mad at you or something, wear those, man.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or nothing.
Or nothing.
Let I don't want him, I kept asking if he was mad at me yesterday because I was just scared. I didn't want him to lash out.
So let's not get delayed in your nice ass and your over-toothiness. Let's tell the story, okay?
Yeah.
We still got to get into my DNA.
Yeah, your DNA.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get into your DNA.
So basically, what happened is we went to Publix because we needed to grab some stuff for
some snacks,
lunch slash dinner.
Right.
And we were at in the hot food section at Publix. And this the hot food section of Publix, it seems like wherever whatever Publix you go to, they're pretty notorious for just being horrible. Like the worst part of the customer service experience is always at the hot food.
That's where I got my meatless Subway sandwich one day.
Yeah, everybody else seems very helpful. There's always like 1,000 people on the floor helping you. But
yeah,
then,
Publix cares everywhere except for their fucking hot area or their deli. They don't give a fuck.
Especially during lunch when it's busy and
Publix
they need
is
help.
Dialed in except for that area.
Yeah,
and they just don't give a fuck.
And I'm a Publix mark. I love Publix. And that's my home, Publix. I go there like 4 times a week.
Right, and so you become kind of like,
I almost know the people that work there.
I love this place.
Right, which it was another
except
reason.
For
it's
the
a
hot.
Horrible one, too.
It is. It
whatever,
sucks.
It is what it is. But so anyways, we're waiting, and it is taking a bloody long ass time. Like, and they're being slow. They're purposely like joking around with each other to like try to entertain the people that are waiting in line. Like they're like being like, oh, you're slow. And oh, I thought you were gonna be faster.
By the way, the four people in front of me that took like 20 minutes to take care of ordered stuff that was already made, ready to go. All they had to do is take it and put it into a box. They wouldn't nothing custom, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was like 20 minutes to get through those people.
All right, so
it's
these
like
idiots
spoon
that
and dump into a plate
and then
box
yeah.
up
and ring up and be done.
That's it.
Ring
and
up and
weigh. Forever. And it's like even if you have two people in front of you, it's going to be like 20 minutes.
So what now what are you two trying to purchase?
No, he was just getting like chicken tenders and wedgies and whatever.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just waiting there.
But nonetheless, Blitz, you have to get them from that little hot food area. They got to hand them over to you, put them in a
box. Or either from there, or you got to get them like that were made yesterday in the cold area. Yeah. I'm
right.
Like, no, I'm going to get fresh ones.
Right, gotcha. All right, continue on.
Yeah, so, you know, I could sense he's getting a little testy, which is fair enough. We've been waiting there a very long time. I'm just kind of staring into space, looking, people watching. I didn't really mind it.
Are you on your phone? Or are you attentive?
A little bit, but for the most part, I was just kind of being present, looking, make sure he's okay, he's not freaking out, kind of looking around. If other people are getting testy, I'd like to see a fight break out possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then
that's why I refuse to go to Publix. She can do it far better than I can.
Of course.
Right. So then we're walking away from the hot food aisle. We're about to going to check
out. Hold on. Did he get his hot food?
He gets it.
All right.
She says,
and they took forever.
And she said, oh, here you go. Have a great day. And Blitz is usually very polite, but he didn't say anything.
I stared at her.
That death-like fucking Chris C. stare
that she
gave.
Because she was like taking forever. And then like literally she had it made. And then, like, it took her 3 minutes to print out a
label
because her and her friend were busy partying it up back there.
Yeah, just trying to, you know.
So
and they
Blitz
thought it was
full,
funny.
So Blitz is fucking
I'm like,
there's
nothing funny about standing here forever. Like, come on.
Now, did you say that?
No, I didn't say anything to her.
You gave him the silent treatment.
Yeah.
Right. And then you stink eye him on the way.
Yeah.
But, all right. Now, where does it escalate, Anna?
So then we're walking.
So Blitz has got his tenders.
Yes.
Waited 23 minutes, hot, mad as fuck.
Yeah. So we're walking towards the checkout, but we have to go through an aisle because the hot food is on the opposite side of the checkout of the store.
Right.
So as we're walking to an aisle, there
but
are two.
It's 10 feet from the hot plate, though.
Yeah,
we weren't like,
it's very
it was
close
right
to
next
hot,
to. Yeah, we
hot
weren't like.
Food place.
We're the other part of the store. We were right there.
Yeah, we're right by the deli. There were
yeah,
these
you're like
two.
10, you're like 12 steps away from the cashier.
Yeah, but still like in the same general area, though.
Right, yes, I understand.
By the hummus and whatnot.
Usually the way the Publix are now is when you first walk in, you make that right, and then that's where the hot food gimmicks are.
Well, this one's
this
totally
was in
different.
The back of
yeah,
the
this
store.
One's totally different.
Yeah, fuck that place. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So then we see two managers just standing there and kind of just yucking it up with each other.
Doing nothing.
Manager Blitz says.
I said, hey, you know, rather than you guys just standing here doing nothing, why don't you jump in and help? I said, it wouldn't take so fucking long to get some fucking tenders around here.
But he didn't say it like in a jokey way. Like he was serious.
And the guy, and the guy like kind of laughed.
Now, I didn't see the laugh because at this point, I take off running.
I said, it's not fucking funny. And he started laughing.
Anna.
What?
Just upon a verbal, get your
I
shit
don't
to-
like verbal. horrible altercations.
You start.
I'm like, oh no, he's getting out of my world tour. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Blitz,
so I start running.
Your bitch starts running just on a verbal willy.
Bye.
Gone.
Oh no, that's bullshit.
I had to get shampoo.
That's
no.
Bullshit.
She had to go get a red pepper and it fucking didn't get
it. Well, I got squirreled by fucking you yelling at that guy.
Hey, by the way, it wasn't. I didn't yell at him.
He said fuck in a very loud, stern manner.
Stern, but it wasn't yelling. Like, it wasn't yelling at all. Like, I wasn't yelling.
Man, she would freak out on some of my meltdowns.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, in public, and there were people around, and so I was very taken aback. So I started running. And then he asked the guy for his name.
No, I took a step away to, like, leave, and, like, I could hear him kind of chuckle or something. And I turned around and I said, what's your fucking name? And so he kind of turned, and I saw his name, and I said it out loud. I said, okay.
Okay, said, Jimmy.
Yep.
So say Jimmy.
I said, okay, Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy, I got
and
you.
I turned around and walked away.
Was he an older guy or younger guy?
Now,
younger
Blitz,
guy.
Have you sent a deer, lupic knee type?
Oh, that's the first thing I did when I got
you
home.
You better believe it. As soon as we got to my house.
Blitz, yep. Can you give me
glasses go on.
Oh, yeah.
Heater turns on.
Oh, yeah.
Corporate Willie.
Yep.
Dear Publix.
Yep.
My name is Chris McGillicuddy.
Yep.
I am a 40-year-old male who shops frequently at Publix.
Yep.
I love Publix. I always have great, but then you get into the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you were super, super cool and super smooth about it.
Yeah.
Have they replied yet?
No, that was like last night or yesterday afternoon.
What did you say? Like your man, like, did you just go through the process of?
Yeah, just how horrible customer service it was. And literally had he been like, hey, we're real backed up right now. I'm sorry. You know, hopefully next time we'll be like something.
Had he not given you a fuck you chuckle,
yeah,
right?
If it was just something, I'd be like, oh, that's cool, man. Thanks.
Like if he would have did this, ready, Blitz? Hey, buddy, you know what? Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I'm headed back there right now.
Yeah.
That'd have been great, right?
I'd have been like, awesome. Thanks, dude.
And then he literally makes a beeline back
that's
there.
All
and
he would
even
have
if
to
he
do.
Fucking after you left, went back to the back and jacked his
and
knee.
That's what he would have done. And I don't care, but like, and
that
I already
been
got,
great.
I already got my shit, so it's like, it's not going to speed me up at all. Like, I don't care.
But that doesn't get him any heat with corporate.
No, I don't care at all.
Right. But and you know Publix, man, they really take that shit
seriously.
Yeah,
especially when 2 days from now, Jimmy's going to email the same thing, and 3 days from now, fucking Ryan will be emailing too.
Nice.
Dark web Willie.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
See? So I was just scared the rest of the day that he was going to turn on me.
You don't run when your man
right.
is in a confrontation.
Oh, so yes, I do.
No. You stand
Bubba,
by was, your man.
That was the extent of everything. That was it. She was mad or she was upset or was scared. That's it.
Anna, you know what you should have did? Mm. You should have co-signed with him. You should have gone. You're damn right.
Yeah,
I was right. Yeah,
get back there and cook, motherfucker.
Like my man is normally super cool, and my man.
Nope, that's not my style.
That is
not my style.
You tell him, honey. Tell him, baby.
So
we're running.
I actually would not want that, but like I don't even care that she walked away. Like I don't care, but like to be like
she fucking
I was
sprinted.
So scared, and she acted like that for like an hour.
And then you're like, why? Why would I scare you? And I'm like.
Oh, yeah, I was doing that as a joke, obviously.
I know.
That's when you were playing Intruder, but you had a mask on for
yeah.
Blitz
so
had
we
a black,
doing that
black
all day.
Mask on a tactical unit.
Yeah.
Here. Yes, you scare me. And he's repelling.
So I kept asking him if he was mad, like sporadically
but Blitz,
throughout
did
the day.
You, did you feel better after you got that email out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you'll even feel better if they respond back to you and be like, you know what, Chris or Fred, dear Fred.
Yeah, pretty much.
Temple Terrace, so Fred. Thank you for bringing us to our attention. I can assure you we have spoken to this manager, and this will never happen again. Please accept this $21 gift certificate on behalf. Fuck yeah!
I don't even want that. Like, I don't care.
I know that. You don't want that. But would that be a nice little kicker?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I probably... Because on the form, you don't give your address or anything, so I probably won't even... Like, I don't care. I don't want that. Like, I'm not doing it for money.
You just
want
to fuck over Jimmy.
Just fuck that guy.
Yeah,
he was
that.
A piece of shit.
Fuck Jimmy, piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you saying?
I said, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Who?
Fuck
What's
that
his
piece
name?
Of shit, Jimmy.
All right.
Fucking manager Jimmy.
Yeah.
Pussy bitch.
So, that's what happened.
That's yeah. it.
That's it. I told you, it would be nothing.
I knew it. You would think it was nothing, but for me, it was something. Because I'm very non-confrontational,
man,
especially with
one
strangers.
One time, Nikki and I are driving to Orlando, and there's this guy Blitz and he's driving like a complete a-hole and I'm in the left lane and I'm going 90 and he's right on my tail and he's like Johnny on your tail high blinking horn, flipping off. Now I'm going 90 and I'm trying to pass a couple semis and I'm going to get over. I'm going to get over, buddy.
But I,
but I got two semis to pass. Just chill out a little bit. I'm getting there. I didn't pull out in front of you. You came out of nowhere. Guy's going literally blitz. Guy's going like 120 miles an hour.
Right.
And he's like in a infinity or something like that. So I, you know, blitz when a guy's acting. I know you drive a lot like me. So when you pull out and you're already going 90, 95 and you got Johnny on your ass, you know, high beam flipping you off. What do? You back her down 3 or 4 miles an hour and you make passing that semi about 3 miles worth, right?
Sure.
I mean, so sometimes you do that to guys, settle them down, and you pin them.
Hold on, he was going faster, and you pulled out in front of him to pass the semi?
I was. He was nowhere to be found.
Oh, okay.
And I get in the left lane. There's two semis. I'm going 90.
Okay, probably, so you're in the fast lane.
Yeah. So I get. I was in the middle lane.
Okay.
And that I get to the left. Now he's nowhere to be found. Like I didn't cut him off. Well, you know. The semi guy, it takes me, you know, there's two semis, so it takes, this guy comes out of nowhere because he's going, I bet you he's going 140 miles an hour.
Okay, that's fine.
And so I'm going 90, and I'm like, okay, whoa, hold on, buddy, let me just, and so I step on it a little bit. I was in my Jaguar.
Yeah, because you're in the fast lane, so
it's
your responsibility to go faster.
Yeah, but, you know, you're not really supposed to exceed the speed limit. I'm just saying, so I'm breaking laws as he's breaking laws.
Sure.
But I need to get over, and I'm very mindful of when a guy's going faster than me.
Yeah,
I'm very mindful
in the left lane.
Yes, I'm very mindful when I'm driving. Like if I got a guy that's really hauling ass, I'll either get out of his way or I'll pull over.
Sure.
Or I'll say, yeah, listen, I'm trying to get there. If I'm pulling a race car blitz, I'm mindful that it takes a little bit longer to get by a guy.
Yeah.
But this guy's a complete dick.
Okay. Yeah.
So. He, we had just stopped at McDonald's and got milkshakes and French fries.
Aww.
And, we got milkshakes and French fries, and he comes by blitz and he's on my ass. He's flipping me off. I'm like, listen, Johnny Road Rage, chill out. So yes, of course, blitz, I back it down to like 87,
sure.
86. So it takes a while and I'm kind of pinning him in a little bit. I'm keeping him pinned. Well, then I finally get to the middle lane, and he takes like a 64-ounce Thirst Buster and throws it on my car, ice and all. Mm. Now, when you're going 90 miles an hour and a guy throws, you know, a Thirst Buster on, it sounds like literally you're getting riddled with a shotgun.
Yeah, like an asteroid.
Yeah. And I'm like, you mother, are you? So my car is faster than his car.
Oh, so now you speed up.
So, no. Now I say, give me your milkshake, Nikki, because I'd already eaten mine.
Right.
And she's like, I don't want to get said, give me a fucking milkshake. So I take a hit. Now, hey, listen, your 64-ounce Thirst Buster's one thing, but when you get a windshield full of fucking milkshake, it's another. So, Blitz, I fucking zip my car up to about $140.
Oh, God.
Now, Anna, you would have been flipped out this whole entire time. You're like, stop! Well, she was kind of, she's like, stop, please. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And like, we're going faster, and I'm catching him up, and he's swerving in and out. And I get right by him, Blitz, and I fucking rifle my big-ass milkshake, right? He had to actually stop because it was, you know.
Oh, good.
All right.
Motherfucker. Next was going to be my gun.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, at the end of the day, Blitz, if you throw something at a car, isn't that considered throwing, like, a missile? They call it, like, throwing some type of object or something like that, a deadly object.
A deadly missile.
They call it a deadly missile.
Yes, it is.
You can shoot a guy.
You cannot.
Oh. Well, thank God Blitz didn't escalate to me getting out my FNN that I had at the time.
Right.
Because I was fixing to get that. Anna, would that have freaked you out? Like, absolutely flipped the fuck out of that exchange?
I was freaking out yesterday when I had to close my door when we were on the highway.
Oh, my God.
I didn't shut it properly, and it was really loud in the car. We couldn't
so
figure
Blitz
out
is
why.
Like, just open it up and shut it real fast.
Yeah, we were in the fast lane going at least, I don't know, 75 or 80.
You just grab it real fast and shut it.
100.
Going 100. And so he's like, just open it and close it. So I open it like, you know, an inch and close it, and I couldn't.
But she was, well, the main thing she was doing was she was holding the handle with one, the actual door handle with her right hand, and her left hand holding the latch.
She's such a fucking paper
tiger. So she was pulling both back, and the door popped back out.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
But I got it eventually, but it was scary because I was like, I'm going to fall out of the fucking car and die.
You're scared of everything.
With her seatbelt on.
You're scared of everything.
Well, of course.
Because she likes to drive with the window down. But like, I'm like, okay, but until we get like on a highway, then it's like, no, roll them up. And so she did. I'm like, well, it's still fucking loud as shit. Like, what the hell?
You like to drive with, even when it's 98 out?
I don't mind it
either.
Well,
you know, at first when, you know, you turn on the car, it's hot as balls outside. So,
yeah, so
even though it's hotter, it's hotter in the car when you first get in the car.
Even driving around, like, I don't mind it. But when you get, like, on the highway and start getting up to speed, it's just so loud.
Yeah.
So I told her to roll it up. And she did, but, like, it was so, I'm like, what the hell? And the door was closed enough for the open door warning wasn't going off.
I love you to death, Anna, and your ass looks nice. And
thank you.
You're really part of the show, but you're such a scaredy cat.
I am.
Ashley's industrial strength, ain't she? Let me. She got to deal with your stupid stuff.
Exactly. I'm the pussy there.
Merch Crick's fucking rugged. I mean, she'll shoot the fuck out of you. She's strapped as much as Blitz at all times.
Yeah, and fucking Monet is rugged too.
I was gonna say that.
Monet. Monet's rugged.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Hey, Red, has Monet reached out? Like, are you guys planning another fuck fest?
No, we are not.
Why? You said it was good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was serviceable.
Wow. Serviceable.
You think you're all that? I mean,
just drowning in pussy over here.
Yeah, I mean,
another thing going on this weekend.
Come on, 45 minutes, Bubba. Did you hear
it? Are you drowning in pussy?
Something like that.
Save him. He needs a pussy lifeguard.
How much he got planned for this weekend?
He's got like 10 bitches, Bubba.
I don't really know yet. It's kind of a wait and see how it
goes. Between 1 and 60,
Scott.
From
the windows to the walls.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Bubba, they done kicked you off 8:20 already, bro?
Well, I'm only on till 10 o'clock.
I know that. And when I jumped in my car at 7:30, I was listening to Mexican opera for about 45 minutes.
No, I don't think sometimes they have, you know, they don't get the feed or they have some
kind
of
issue. They like to spice it up every now and then.
But yeah, they like to freak white iced tea out sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes
white iced tea's not feeling that. I'm going to have to call up there and logo and let them know.
I think
I'm
you
not
need to call
that.
And say, yeah, motherfucker, this is a white iced tea, and I just want to let you motherfuckers know that Bubba the Love Sponge is my favorite show, and you motherfuckers had some Mexican shit on today, and I ain't very fucking happy.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Like everybody else, but, you know, I'm expecting to hear Bubba, and I'm listening to some fat Mexican sing, and I'm not feeling it.
How do you know they're fat?
Doesn't he sound like white iced tea? He does. For sure.
I am white iced tea. That's what y'all dub me. So I'm gonna run with it. As a matter of fact, I'm about to get some t-shirts printed. Can I put them on your website?
Yeah, you can.
That's my dog right there.
All right, my man. Call up. All right, see you later. The guy probably looks like some fucking nerd, like Beavis and Butthead or some bullshit. All right, Blitz, listen. We don't have a lot of time because I got 11:30 conference call.
What is Bubba?
And Blitz. Send it over to my sister so we can see if indeed we come from the finest strain of Irish and European and Icelandic.
White trash,
running wild. And I hope that I have a substantial amount of African American in me. That would make my life so much easier if I could tell Ty J.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm part African-American. He'd like me so much
oh,
more.
Oh, Jesus.
Him and I could truly have something in common.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
Do you have this copy too, Blitz?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at
what
this
is
thing.
It, Bubba? What is it?
It says...
What are you?
It says I'm full... I am... Okay. I don't know if I want to be that.
What?
I don't know if I want to be that.
Well, too bad.
I'm 41.8% German.
Oh, hey,
you
Bubba,
Nazi
welcome to the Germans. Guten Tag, Bubba. Guten
Tag.
Heil Klim.
You Hitler-ass fucking SS Gestapo bitch.
Jesus. I'm scared now.
I'm scared for myself.
Guten Tag.
All right, Germany.
All right.
Is the current home to one of the most influential groups of people in the history
yeah,
of...
Yeah, we know.
All right, so I'm 41.6% German.
Yep.
Then I'm English.
Ugh.
Yeah, then I'm English. And then I'm French.
Oh.
Then I'm Scandinavian, Polish, Italian, Arab, and that's yep. what I am.
That is.
So hold
what
on.
You are.
I am a German, English, French, Scandinavian, Polish, Italian, Arab. That's what I am.
Now your sister.
Oh, hold on. Now, hold on.
Right.
What is she?
She is more British and Irish, and then French and German.
That's what I want to be.
What?
Nobody wants to be mostly German.
Why not?
What's wrong?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being German.
Tried to take over the world twice.
As a Hitler.
Tried.
Well.
I don't want to be hit.
Well, he wasn't German either. He was Austrian, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't even German.
Well, fuck yeah. As long as I'm not Austrian, then that matters.
Yeah, you're
right?
good. You're in the clear.
Now, there's other things on here that we'll go over, but there's like.
Well, yeah, can you go? You,
wait,
you
how said, much? How much percent are you of Arab?
Not much.
Not
point
much.
Four.
No.
No.
I'm 41.8% German. Mm-hmm. I'm 31.8% English. I'm 14% French. I'm 7.4% Scandinavian. I am 1.7% Polish, 1.5% Italian, and 1.8% Arab.
Oh.
Maybe I can get some of that oil money.
Maybe.
No,
I'm 1.1. I'm almost 2% Arab.
The weird thing is there's another. So that's like kind of recent history.
Right.
That's like where you're like, you know, the past, you know, four, five, six.
Why ain't I African?
We are all African.
Yeah.
So you're, like you're the, African.
Mine didn't
your,
say African,
your
no.
Advanced analysis.
You got
is
that?
Northern European. Mm. I think it's in that printout, but I'm not sure where. British Isles, Northwest European, Iberian, Tuscany, Italian,
mm-hmm.
Punjabi.
Ooh.
What's a Punjabi?
It's Indian. A northern state in India.
You're Bengali.
Ooh.
Sri Lankan Tamil. Gujarati.
Oh,
no,
look how sexy I'm
look
getting.
Look at that.
You're a Colombian. Peruvian. Uh-oh, Lummy.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican.
Oh.
Puerto Rican.
Hola, señor.
Chinese Dai. Japanese.
Did you say Puerto Rican?
Yes. 0.3% Puerto Rican.
Oh. Look at you, Bobs.
Kin, Vietnamese. Southern Han, China.
Oh, he's Chinese.
You are Yoruba, Nigerian.
Oh, damn.
And African American. That's.
Look at you.
0.1% each of those.
Congratulations.
So you are.
A mutt.
You're 0.1% African American.
Your ancestors like to fuck around.
We're all mutts. I mean.
Yeah.
It gives me this little haplogroup.
Yeah.
A haplogroup is a collection of common inherited genes that trace male or female ancestor lines back to the original parent, unlike regular DNA or mtDNA, exists outside the nucleus of your cells.
Oh, mitochondrial DNA. This is through your mother's line.
Yes, it is mother. It's paternal.
So what does this mean?
So there's some DNA in one of the organelles called the mitochondria. It's like the powerhouse of the cell.
Correct.
And you only get that from the mother, obviously, because you obviously have a cell at conception, and then you have a sperm. And then the sperm, the only thing the sperm really gives to the egg is DNA. The cell itself is, it's a big cell. The ovum, you know, it's just unfertilized. But once it's fertilized.
Oh, so sorry. My fast range. I'm over here looking at my paperwork. I mean, you're just going on.
She's actually giving good information.
Go. I'm so sorry.
So when you look at the mitochondrial DNA, that comes solely from the mother's bloodline. And yours will be a dead end.
What does that mean?
Because you ain't a female. Even if you identify as one, sorry, too bad.
Well, it says that I belong to the haplogroup K.
Right, which originated in Nairobi.
Heyo, Kenya, bitch.
What does that mean?
It means you African.
Yeah.
You African.
Well, it's got a map of from, Africa.
From Kenya to Sudan, and then to.
So Blitz. Somebody somewhere that fucked millions of years ago, which is where I came from, might have been in Africa. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, we all originated in Africa.
The Hana group is originated in West Asia between 20 and 38,000 years ago. Present farmers in early, wherever the fuck, I don't even know what the fuck this shit is.
It's like so much information. It's like too much. Like, give it to me and dumb down. Like, I was really hoping they'd be like a one page, like, here's who you came from. Here's like,
well,
but they give you so much information.
It says that I come from MTEVE.
Right. And that's
Africa.
Capital M, capital T, dash, capital EVE.
And they're saying that's where, at the end of the day, I'm derived from, and that's Africa.
That's your original, like, mitochondrial Eve, whatever.
Oh, interesting.
That's from Kenya.
Food cravings. It should just say all.
Not true. You don't like mayonnaise.
Or mustard.
What are your food cravings? Your body needs food to function.
Wow. So
sugars
insightful.
Feed your brain. Your appetite. Is an integral cue that tells you when you're okay.
It says you have few food cravings.
Oh, they couldn't have got that more wrong. I crave fucking everything.
No, but just in terms of variety.
Yeah,
probably not very much.
Right.
Now, Blitz, on the last page, it says, "How do you compare to other people in the CRI genetics database?" 13.5% of customers have many food cravings.
Okay, that, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what this fucking means.
That's just against other people that have done the test.
Oh. I really don't know what I am. It looks like I'm mostly German.
You have few food cravings when most people have some. There's some, few, many, and inconclusive.
So, Anna, do I go with the myclinometer deal from my mama, uh-huh, or do I go with what they broke me down at being 41.8% German? 31.8% English.
You have a
14% French with a 7.4%.
I'd look at that.
What were you saying, Blitz?
You have a slightly increased risk of male pattern baldness.
You've got male
check.
Pattern baldness.
You have a you have a shorter than normal QT interval.
Not your arms.
Not your. It's your heart.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me.
It's your heart. The QT interval is your heart.
Okay, does it mean that I have a bad...
Yeah, but you're an arms fan, according to Love.
Do I have a bad heart? What does it say about my heart?
No, no, you're shorter. A shorter than normal QT is fine, so you're all right.
Okay, what else? Fat? What does it say about being fat?
You have longer telomere length.
Telomeres, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah, on his DNA. So he's got longer length.
That's good, Bubba. That's got to do with longevity. The older you get, the shorter they get.
What
every
do you
time
mean?
They multiply or what? They copy.
What are we talking about?
Telomeres. They're the ends of the chromosomes.
On your DNA.
All right. So I got shorter than normal. longer than normal.
It says you're according to your DNA, your blood type is probably O.
It is.
That's pretty crazy. They got that.
Right. I'm O positive.
Yep.
And now what do they say about my telomeres?
You have enhanced hand-eye coordination.
Okay. Which I think I do.
And you got the telomeres, you have longer.
That's good.
If I have a longer telomere, that doesn't mean my pee. What?
A super taster. You're likely to be a super taster.
What does that mean?
Because I can taste the fuck out of shit.
Someone who sense of taste is much stronger than average.
Yeah, that's me.
You're a super taster.
Yeah, I am.
Dirty super taster.
Well, here's reading ability. You have normal reading ability.
Which I'm down a couple notches on that.
And this is all DNA stuff, so like you could have, whatever.
Right.
You have enhanced long-term memory.
I do have good long-term memory.
I know you do.
I have horrible short-term memory.
This
but
one.
I could literally tell you, what I did when I was four.
This one says you have a high empathy level.
What does that mean?
Well, that's...
Sometimes these tests aren't always right.
Okay. I'm high on the empathy, whatever that is.
You have empathy.
Normal mathematical ability.
Normal.
I'd say
that's fifth grade level.
Yeah, normal. I can do
that's
six.
That's normal.
Sixth grade.
Americans.
But you do a lot of math. You like math. Like basic math. You
do
a lot of it.
I do a lot of basic math.
Half a sandwich equals a whole sandwich.
Your genotype.
What?
Your genotype has an enhanced facial recognition. So you can see, tell people apart and whatever by their face.
Right.
You can interpret people. Impulse control.
Zero.
None. Zero.
You're highly likely to be impulsive.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good one. Perfect pitch. You are unlikely to have perfect pitch for like music and stuff.
Yeah, I can't sing worth a shit, right?
Power versus endurance. You're more likely to be a power athlete versus an endurance athlete.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Check.
Motion sickness.
Nope, I don't get motion sickness.
You have a moderate likelihood of experiencing some motion sickness. That's probably right.
Yeah, a little bit. As I get older, more so than when I was younger.
Yeah, I mean, the other ones are like none, moderate, and high. So
what am I high?
You have a moderate likelihood. So
what other categories are there? Like a high category to lose it all?
It says you have low stress reactivity.
What's that mean?
It means it's wrong.
means
misophonia. I don't know. That one's inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
A sweet tooth. You are a low likelihood to have a sweet tooth.
I don't really.
You don't. I don't think you do.
I like. Chocolate, probably.
But you don't crave. You
no.
have a high, a
you like
high
more savory stuff.
You have a high pain threshold.
I do.
That's very true.
Yes,
that
industrial
is true.
Strength. That's what that means.
You're more sensitive to salt. You have a high salt sensitivity.
Maybe, but I don't usually like even like French fries. I don't find myself.
You don't need to
salting them.
You don't need to because you're high sensitive to it.
Oh, okay.
That's what it means. So it's right.
All right. So that is true. Like I don't have to salt things. Okay, but there's some people, man, that'll salt things before they even eat it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not me.
You're more likely to have freckles versus not have freckles.
I think I got some freckles, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
How about you're
unlikely to have photic sneeze reflex?
Oh, I can sneeze. I love to sneeze.
But some people sneeze in response to sudden change in brightness.
No, I don't do that.
So, yeah, it says you're unlikely. Earwax.
Oh, what about my earwax?
It's inconclusive.
Because I'm like obsessed with cleaning my
body
ears.
Odor.
Oh, I don't think I have any body. I mean, I think that I'm a pretty clean person.
You can still have body odor, but it says you have some body odor.
Anna, come up and smell me right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're clean though.
But like,
I'll
even,
smell you.
Yeah, I think I smell really good.
You mean like?
I
like,
think
actually,
I'm probably
if you don't shower and you sweat.
Honest to God, I think I smell like the best of anybody.
Oh, yeah, it smells delicious.
Oh, yeah, it smells delicious. What else was she going to say? You smell like shit, Bubs.
your umami taste.
What?
Umami taste.
Umami.
Says that you can taste savory flavor.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Let's see what else is there.
It doesn't say that I'm like, you know, anything extraordinary. I'm just a fucking regular dude. It's 41.8% German.
Welcome in.
You're less likely to be drowsy after a meal.
Oh. Mm. Is that true?
I think the older you get, the more tired you get after a meal.
Depends on how many pills you had.
Right.
Does
it say anything about taking pills?
You're highly sensitive to bitter tastes.
Yeah, I don't like bitter tastes.
You're unlikely to have urine asparagus smell. So if you eat asparagus, which they're right because you wouldn't.
I don't eat it.
You're unlikely to have the smell in your urine.
Yeah, I don't eat it ever. Asparagus might as well be gasoline.
That's all weird as fuck.
Might as well be gasoline to me.
You're more of a thinker than a doer.
Hmm. Mm,
okay.
There you are thinking.
I always am thinking.
You have
I'm always concocting something up, ain't I?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You have high floral fragrance detection.
What's that? Like I can smell flowers?
Yeah, but also like volatile chemicals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like my smelling salts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're unlikely to have red hair.
Yeah, I'm not a filthy fucking ginger.
You're unlikely to have thick hair.
I wish I had thicker hair.
If it's brown versus blue eyes, you're more likely to have blue eyes by far.
I have greenish eyes. I think that's the color. What color are my eyes?
Beautiful.
I thought they were blue.
Let me say it again.
Beautiful.
Color beautiful.
Lummy, my eyes are beautiful.
They are super beautiful.
Look into my eyes, Lummy.
You are so beautiful.
It's hard not to look at the camera and then not cross-eye yourself. But I am a natural cross-eye. Does it say Lummy, a blitz naturally?
I'm getting there, yeah.
Beady with a tinge of cross?
Yes.
Beady with a tinge of cross.
This is weird. What? So... If bitten by a mosquito, you're more likely to have a large bite versus a small bite.
I do. When I get tore up by mosquitoes, yep. I do.
Let's see.
Some of this shit.
You're more attractive to mosquitoes than normal.
Oh, they see me and they think it's fucking Thanksgiving. Like, man, that guy's got some blood pressure.
For moral judgment type, you are more likely to have a utilitarian response.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
Anna, what's utilitarian? Maybe I should ask old
like
girl.
Like a fair...
Hey, Alexa, what does utilitarian mean?
As an adjective, utilitarian is usually defined as pertaining to or consisting in the state or quality of being useful, usefulness. As a noun, utilitarian is usually defined as an adherent of utilitarianism. By the way, you have a new notification. Do you want to hear it?
No, it's probably because I'm late on some payment bullshit.
Oh, the bill collectors are getting you through
Amazon
now?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, well, neither are we.
I'm not sure about playing that message. It could be something that's K5.
Yeah, we're on the air, bitch.
Hey, Alexa, do you know that I'm live on the air?
Doo-doo.
This might answer your question. According to airnow.gov, the air quality in Tampa is good, with an air quality index of 29.
That's why I'm going biking today, maybe.
Yeah.
Hello?
You're less likely, you're likely moderate. You have likely... moderate agreeableness.
That means that I'm agree with people, or people agree with me.
You have low susceptibility to hypnosis.
Yeah, you can't hypnotize me, please. That one fucking weirdo dude tried to come in banana, Iranistan, Pakistan, bullshit. Brit fell for it.
You have moderate FAAH, which is the bliss molecule.
Meaning like happy? Bliss meaning happy?
Impacts your mood, your response to pain and stress.
Yeah.
Your fatty acid amide hydrolase.
High on moderate, fatty acid.
Yeah, moderate.
Moderate to high.
You're moderately likely to have pro-social behavior.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear your five German traits since you're hearing the Germans now?
Yeah.
Efficient and disciplined, which that you are.
Yeah.
Kind of. You like only cynical sense of humor.
True.
You're well organized.
Yeah.
You're punctual. You hate when people are late.
Fucking to the T.
Yeah, very true.
And when they say traditional, you love like where you were born, like your homeland.
Oh my God! Where do I want a vacation?
Indiana.
Which? Yeah. Or saw fucking Indiana with a Columbus kicker.
You have
kicker.
A high propensity to speaking a tonal language like Chinese. Yes, you need to start learning Chinese, sir. You're less likely to sleepwalk.
Yeah, when I'm down like a rhino.
Less likely to wake walk, too. Oops, sorry.
You're not predisposed. I like how they word this. You're not predisposed to have enhanced short-term memory.
But.
So I think it's a nice way of saying you've got not great short-term memory. You're not predisposed to have enhanced short-term memory.
Yeah, it means I'm not enhanced to have it, which means I'm not going to have it.
That's a good way of putting
that. They should say, you know what? I'm not enhanced to have a skinny...
six-pack.
Yeah. I'm not enhanced to wear a size 38 pant.
You have a moderate propensity to search for information.
Mm, yeah.
Like whatever. Like.
Does it say about, do I have a moderate propensity to get the fuck off this program?
You have a meeting at 11:30.
You have a standard likelihood of gratitude.
Yeah, I think I've been more grateful.
All right, let's see this. Oh, here, fat taste perception. What's this? You're, much lesser ability to taste fat.
Oh.
That one's wrong.
It's because my fat's choking me down.
You always tasted it.
I'm always tasting fat. When I cleanse my palate, it tastes like fat.
Likely to be extremely extroverted.
That's very true.
Am I extroverted or introverted?
On the air.
Oh, yeah, on the air. But and in real life, I'm somewhat introverted.
Oh, you're less likely to experience muscle cramps.
The DOMS.
Oh, I get those.
Or the DODS.
This is where it's gone off the rails.
Yeah, this ain't right at all.
You have a likely better driving ability.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Former race car driver, 2000. Don't forget, Lummy, 2000, 2001, Jacksonville track champion.
That's right.
Sprint car, 360 sprint cars.
360.
First win down in Okeechobee.
Oh, my God. There's a bunch of these, too. You're unlikely to experience gluten sensitivity. Let's see. Mold, cat allergy. Let's see, cat allergy. You have a high likelihood for cat allergies.
No.
I
was around Terrace cat
How
all
about
week.
Peanuts. Let's see if you're allergic to peanuts. Oh, high sensitivity to peanuts.
No, that's wrong. I'll eat the fuck out of peanuts.
Low sensitivity to pollen. How about eggs? Low to eggs.
How about saying goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
See you later, everybody. This 41.8% German needs to go get some rest. You know what? I'm here to try to represent the good of Germany.
Thank you.
The good. Don't associate me with one of the bad Germans who wasn't even German. He was Australian.
He was Australian, all
right. Yeah, right.
He was Aussie.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Right, yeah, he was good.
He's from the same country that Arnold's from.
Yes.
There you go.
I will
blame Arnold.
Good bloke.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.